sent by God to destroy the enemies. You either with me, or you are against me. I have been tasked to restore all things. If you are against me, I am here to destroy you professionally. Everlasting contempt is a reality. Listen to me. The seeds of Abraham killed Christ, and now Israel is targeted by the seeds of Abraham, children of the devil, children that are no longer children of the Lord. They claim a lie that God has no sons. That lie the devil can stand in. Islam tells a lie that basically empowers the devil to murder every son of God. The only way God has no sons at this point is if the enemies end the existence of all the sons of God. So men, hear me. The Lord is coming after me. If I fail, expect the worst. Hear me, Gentiles. This is the sound of a real destroyer sent by God to destroy the devil and all his kind. Israel is targeted by Iran, and a seed of Abraham has claimed Israel won't exist in 25 years. I am going to destroy them. The time is ticking, and they want an atom bomb. So I am roaring. Israel will not be destroyed. I have talked to Christ. He is golden brown. Here he is on earth, fulfilling prophecy. Here he is within me. He is one with the King of the Kingdom of Love within me. I have seen God on his throne. He manifested himself to me after he sang to me. Listen now to the voice of a man expressing his destructive emotions with sound. Thus sang the Lord, Son of Man, don't you know you are my treasure? One day all my enemies will be deceased. At that time, men on earth will prosper, and society will live in peace. Son of Man, go and tell the people, the marijuana, coca, and opiates are for me. I do not want my people to abuse them, but I want my people to party. I am being oppressed, even though God sent me. I am being oppressed, even though I have seen Christ in the flesh, and I know how to accomplish the task Christ came to do. Hear me, fear the Lord, and serve with me. If you want to fame bang me, if you want to murder me, of course, I am your enemy. The devil came out of hell and tried to knife me in the back. I am going to kill the flesh, take the soul, rip out the heart, and seal the eternal fate of the devil that came out of hell before Christ proved the gates of hell will not prevail against him. He has a church too, so to you, the church of Christ, hear me, fear the Lord, and serve with me. I need help saving the timeless soul lost ages ago. I know who has possession. I have seen him in Las Vegas, Clark County, Detention Center, Suicide Room Watch. Believe me, if liars don't exist, you would believe me. Christ appeared behind him with shiny golden brown legs, as if anointed, and he resembled the Da Vinci Code in his motions as he drew up the enemy to his flesh and trapped the enemy in the man the enemy was in. The enemy then tried to knife me in the back with magical daggers. Hear my voice. This is how I feel about that. Human beings, aid me. I am contending against man's enemies. God has sent to me, and Christ has come and instructed me. I have seen Christ, and Christ crowned me. So do as you see Christ do, and crown me. Help me, cautiously, save the timeless soul lost to iniquity. Ages ago, I know the way, and I vow to not have children from my own seed unless the timeless soul is saved. I have a heart of a Christian man. In fact, I am a lamb. But after the things I have experienced, I have emotions that are bitter hostility, coldness, with destructive intentions, as hard as a certain end to all of the only love that is good's enemies. I am prepared to stand and fight to the death against the enemy. I want to secure the timeless soul after her. I want to be the reality the Lord love the Father intends me to be. I want to kill the devil's flesh in a duel designed by me. Yes, rip out his heart and seal his fate eternally before pompously parading over the cremated remains of every convicted child rapist and child sodomite in the country, and those murderers too. Christ crowned me. You should crown me. You should fear the Lord and serve with me. I am here to restore all things. If you oppose me, I am your enemy. I hereby challenge all of you to the duel of the ancients. If you oppose me publicly, if you speak against me, even publicly, I will condemn you. I am here to destroy the enemy and save men. Listen, all the real men, that enemy wants to take partying away from you. I am here to save you. We men, we act right. We men, we know how to fight. We men beget children to accomplish tasks through them. Be a child of God and help me save a timeless soul. I am Elijah the prophet, the one the Lord's son, Christ said was coming. I am here. There is evidence. A camera that recorded the Lord putting his spirit upon my flesh on camera. And there is another recording commonly on the internet that recorded what is possibly the eternal God on camera masquerading as a pirate, masquerading ready to plunder bouquet, tap assets plenty, town clitoris mightily. I am a poor man, men. Study the tape scientifically. Analyze and conclude that spirits look like they do in data when recorded by our technology. I am Elijah the prophet. I am poor, and I need powerful allies to aid me to save a timeless soul lost to iniquity. But this generation has no faith that amounts to deeds. So I have to hustle up millions of dollars, or else mankind loses. A lone hero doing publicity stunts like a pro. I am poor, so aid me. Just give me $1 million loan and serve with me. I am 33 and am a pro entertainer. I am also a destroyer. I am who I say I am. I am the one known as the Lord is my God, Elijah the prophet. Hello, enemies. Come find me. I'm not that hard to find. I'm in my kingdom. I have everlasting dominion. All peoples of all nations will serve me. I am a mighty destroyer. I have upon me the spirit of fear and of wisdom, of understanding and counsel, a spirit of might. That's right. I have been oppressed for so long. I beat Shaq's ass with an official ass-beating rape track. Yes, I, Elijah the prophet, beat Shaq's ass, and Eminem and 50 Cent are two.